offer you this lesson from Unity of the Keys Spiritual Center. We rise up. We rise up. When I was in Lee's Summit outside of Kansas City, I was working on the next few titles of talks. And the one that seemed to follow right after We Are Gathered, which was last week, is We Rise Up. And I had these ideas about what that might look like. It would be motivational and inspiring and directive. And then I returned to the keys. And I realized that We Rise Up takes a whole new dimension. A whole new dimension. For it's not a plucky title to place on top of a human condition. For this human condition, I would describe as a human condition on steroids. It is intense, and it continues, and we are in the midst of it in one way or another. And so it allowed me to step back. I knew the title was correct, but what is the message? What is the message that I want to convey? How can I be spiritually guided to speak the words that our hearts are yearning to hear? For to slap We Rise Up on top of what we're experiencing is what they call a spiritual bypass. Yes, it's what churches are sometimes accused of sprinkling fairy dust on top of a problem, a very obvious problem. And so I went back into meditation, and a verse came to me from Ecclesiastes. And I remembered, I'm going to give away my age, as a teen, being introduced to this not through Bible studies, but through a very popular band in the 60s called The Byrds and their song, Turn, Turn, Turn. So we're going to enjoy a little bit of that this morning as we get going. And let's sing along.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh. Time to weep. To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven.
That took me to where I needed to go. To where I needed to be, the base from which to speak this morning. So as we turn to Ecclesiastes, we see that the Byrds took some liberty, but not a lot, with some beautiful scripture. To everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. This was written by an unknown author. Other than the letters of Paul, they're all unknown authors. Ecclesiastes actually has several authors. And this writer begins right here. This is where Ecclesiastes takes a new turn, for this is a sage, a teacher, a Greek philosopher. And this was written sometime around the 3rd century before the Common Era. So this comes to us from our Hebrew scriptures, from the Old Testament. And on the physical plane, we can look at this and we can apply these words. A time to be born, yes, we're born, and yes, we die. A time to plant, yes, we plant things and we pluck them up. A time to kill, though we don't like to speak that word. There were many things that were killed during the hurricane. Trees, who had been our friends. A time to heal. A time to break down, and we've seen much of that breaking down, and a time to build up. And as we look at this scripture metaphysically, we apply it to ourselves. We apply it to who we are as spiritual beings. There's a time to be born, and we're reborn. We're reborn every time we remember. Every time we remember that the essence of God is right here. We remember and we are reborn. And our old ways of being, our old beliefs, die. A time to plant. We've talked about planting seeds. Seeds are planted within us as well. Sometimes they're positive. Great things that we want to grow in us. And sometimes we recognize them and say, we're plucking these out. These are old beliefs. They do not serve us. A time to kill. Our previous beliefs, which have kept us in a state of feeling lack and less than, we want those demolished. And we want to heal our innermost self. That is our greatest desire. Time to break down those barriers, those things we carry like judgments and criticisms, quite often directed at ourselves. And a time to build up the truth of who we are, to recognize that truth. This is not fairy dust. We are reminded there's a time for everything. Time for everything. I was reminded of our situation as I saw a video by a young woman who experienced much tragedy in a short period of time in her life, named Nora McGarney. And she had 4 points that I think are worth sharing. The first one, it's okay not to be fine. Now, of course, when someone at the grocery store asks you the question, you probably want to say fine. But among people who really care about you and want to know, it's okay not to be fine. Now, we recognize that there's some discomfort, being uncomfortable around not fine. It's okay to not be okay, and to be okay that other people may be slightly uncomfortable. It's all good. The second point is talk about it. Talk about it. And I've recognized this with others and with myself. How'd you do? How'd you make out? Oh, I was more fortunate than most. I did well. You know, I'm okay. Here we go. Back to okay. When the truth of the matter is, unless you died, you don't want to say what happened to you because there's always someone worse off than you. You know, oh, I kept everything, but I lost my porch and my trees. I bet you loved those trees. I bet you missed spending time on the porch. I bet there are friends and family, people close to you who lost more, and your heart is hurting for them. Oh, I did okay. I just lost a little piece of my roof because somebody else lost more roof. Somebody else doesn't know where their roof is or the rest of their house. So we're resistant, we're reluctant to actually come forth and say, this is what's going on with me. As long as we squelch it, we can't heal it. We've had the church office open here. I've been here 7 days a week, and I'll continue to do that. Be here parts of every day so that if you need someone to talk to, you call me, and I will be here. Many people have come in and opened up their hearts to this. I'm just going to lay it all out there. It's a safe place. place to do that. Or maybe you want to call a friend or a relative out of state that's not experiencing what everyone else is, because we come up with that guilt. Well, it's not as bad. It's not so bad. And we're denying that we're hurting. We're denying that we're hurting, that there's losses, that there's wounds that need to heal. The third point is, you don't have to make lemonade out of lemons. You don't. You know, the saying goes, if someone hands you lemons, well, some of these lemons have been chucked at you. They've been shot through a cannon. They're hard as tiny little footballs. You do not have to make lemonade out of lemons. And that's hard for us as Unity students because we hold the higher truth. We know God is good when? All the time. And we're also human, going through an experience. And the fourth and last point is, when you're walking through hell, just keep going. Just keep going. Terry McBride has a book of that title. If you're going through hell, don't stop. I would say not only don't stop, don't pitch a tent. You're not camping out here. Don't buy into a co-op. Don't think about moving into a condo. This is not your permanent abode. This is temporary. And it's okay. It's okay to be in the midst of it. We know it's not forever. We know it's not forever. Reverend John McLaughlin, a Unity minister, a friend of mine, sometime when you're in my office, I'll show you the little church he gave me. He said, this is your first church. It had been given to him by our same home minister, Reverend Alan Robotham. He wrote, note to self, the key to enlightenment is simply to lighten up. Simply to lighten up. So what does that mean? Lighten up. It means as we rise up, as we're seeking to rise up, we just reach for that next higher rung from where we are. We're moving energetically, vibrationally up from where we are. The Abraham Hicks work of Asking It Is Given, one of the tools I love in that is they have an emotional scale from 1 to 22. The highest being love and appreciation, freedom. And the lowest, number 22, being despair, depression. Well, most of us know you can't go from 22 to 1. You may have moments of it when you get a call from a friend or you see a little baby reaches their arms out to you. We get glimpses of it. But when we're in 22, we're not going to 1. And they describe these different levels as having different vibrations, with 22 being the heaviest, the lower, darker, kind of heavier vibrations, and 1 being the highest. So I'm such a scientist. Imagine that your body is filled with tiny little ping pong balls. You can make them colorful if you like, little tiny ping pong balls. And when we're in that space of appreciation and love and freedom, those ping pong balls are just moving, the energy's going, we're light on our step, it's easy to move about, we feel light. When we're down in the lower energies, our emotions in the lower energies, imagine those ping pong balls all glued together in a lump. Can't swallow. We feel heavy in the pit of our stomach. Our shoulders are over, and we're tired because it takes so much more energy just to move about. Anybody identify with we're tired, and it just takes more energy to move about? So what do we do? Well, if we are there, there we go. If we are there, then let's look at the next rungs on the ladder. Where can we go vibrationally? What can be our goal of how to move from where we are insecurity, guilt, unworthiness, jealousy, hatred and rage, revenge, anger. So is your minister telling you that she wants to see you in jealousy or anger? Yes. If that will move you from the lower energy, move you to that space. Many years ago, I personally went through a divorce. Yes, I've not been married to Denny all my life. Just sometimes it feels that way. Because I love him so much. Okay. Yes. And I was so stuck in the lower vibrations. I was so stuck. I was so sad. Oh my goodness, I was sad. What just happened to me, kind of thing. And my family were all gathered around me going, when is she going to get mad? When is she going to get mad? Because they knew anger was going to take me out of that those lower energies. Absolutely. Now what I hear where many people have expressed they are right now is really closer to the middle. Oops, I forgot discouragement. And that is overwhelmment. Overwhelmment. There's so much to do. There's so many needs. There's so many people that need help. There's so much help that we need. Overwhelmment. So we skipped a few underneath there, and we're gonna see what's on that ladder above us. Frustration, irritation, pessimism, boredom. Am I saying I want you to be pessimistic and impatient? Yes, if it will move you from overwhelmment. Contentment, hopefulness, optimism. We're moving up higher. We're moving up higher. Enthusiasm, passion, and joy, empowerment, freedom, love, and appreciation, where we all want to live and move and have our being. This is the truth of who we are. This is who we are as spiritual beings. We acknowledge that, and we know we're going back there. We're students of unity. We know we've got work to do, but we know the truth. We know the truth. We're not going to stay stuck. We have each other to help us. We have one another to remind us. And it's okay not to be okay. To everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. We rise up. We are rising up. It's who we are. It's what we do. And we're in this together. God bless you all today and every day.